Ought to had a whole lot of amens right there. About a third of the people really hear the word that's been preached. But what if we come in and we were already prayed up? We had already moved in such a depth of the anointing. We have got so lost in the Spirit of God that when we come in, we know that we know that we know we're getting ready. Hallelujah to God, to be taken to a higher place in Him, in the anointing, because we had prepared ourselves. We didn't wait until we got to church, but we were already strengthened. Just like that weight builder, if he had just waited till he walked in that room to pick up the weights, he wouldn't have done so well. But he had prepared. He had prepared week after week, day after day, month after month, preparing to be able to lift that weight and build his body like he wanted to. It didn't just happen because he walked in a building where there were weights. Honey, when we get into the place, in the position, I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for a move of God. I was raised in a move of God, and I long to see a breakthrough. Even in this work, I long to see a breakthrough that it's going to cause even the children in a church service to put away their cell phones and not text message and not write notes and not take naps, but the Holy Spirit come into a place that it's going to captivate the hearts of even the children as they come into this house. They don't just come in and say, "Oh, well, we got about an hour and we'll be leaving here." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it'll be a time that they say, "My, we're getting ready to get in the presence of God. Wonder what's going to happen in this service today." Honey, if only just a few of us will take hold of this message today and prepare ourselves and begin to press into the anointing. Let me tell you, to be a life-changing church in New River Valley. Hallelujah. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Are you hungry enough? Praying, 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 praying in the Holy Ghost that we can see a church of fire, a blaze for the glory of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do it again, God. Send fires of revival. Send fires of revival. Stir our hearts. I prayed, I prayed, I prayed. God, help me. I want to say something this morning that is going to stir the hearts, that's going to shake them out of their complacency and cause them to have a desire and a hunger. Oh, God, we look at the world and we look at outside how our children are so influenced, and how our children have to deal with so much filth and so much going on the outside of this church, in their schools and in their friends. My God, if they could get to the place that they could make a change, it'll change their friends too. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I believe it's sometime that we get to the place that we're praying in the Spirit and building up our most holy faith. Hallelujah. He said, building up your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Ghost. Keeping yourselves in the love of God. Look, it says, look for the mercies of your Lord Jesus Christ. Look for the mercies. Just expect to see it. Hallelujah. Because you have dared to believe and dared to get into the place that you're not going to let anything stop you. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14, chapter 15, verse, He said, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. And I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. And I will sing with understanding also. We find that as Paul, here in the 15th, 16th verse, we find that he was praying in the Spirit. We find that he was singing in the Spirit. We find that he was praising in the Spirit. We find that he was giving thanks in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. In fact, in the second verse of that 14th chapter, he says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. Oh Lord, what an avenue we have. To God, what an avenue we have. Romans 5:5 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Given unto us. Let me read you a prayer in John 17:23. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. The love of God is shed abroad out of our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Jesus spoke of his great love for us. He prayed an intercessory prayer for us. He loves us with an everlasting love. And man, when you get into the presence of the Lord, the Bible said in his presence is the fullness of joy. If you want joy, if you're tired of just getting by, you don't have to just get by. You don't have to just get by. But you can have peace in a world that is upside down. You can have peace in your life. You can have joy unspeakable and full of glory bubbling up in your soul as you communicate with the Heavenly Father. And what greater way than praying in the Holy Ghost? I pray that out of this message today, there'll be some heart stirred that says, I'm going to make this a routine in my life. It's just as necessary as going to church. I'm not going to wait till I get to church to get in his presence. I'm going to get in his presence continually on the outside of the church. And when I come to church, wow. That's the way our church services could be every time we come together if we begin to practice this. Oh, but And you know what the devil will tell you? Same thing he told Brother Hall. Brother Hall was speaking in tongues going down the road one day, and he's just speaking in tongues, and the devil said, "That's just you." He said, "Well, if it is, it feels so good, I'm going to do it again." The devil come to you and tell you, "Hey, that's just you. You just keep on speaking in tongues and you just keep on entering into the presence of the Lord." Let me tell you what's happening. There's strength on the inner to the inner man. There's strength going on. There's some strength exercise going on. Hallelujah. And you're not going to be the same. But you're going to have strength, unbelievable strength, and unbelievable faith, because you've got into the presence of the Lord and you have allowed Him to change you until you can come into the fullness of God. It's what He said, "And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." I love revival. Do you know you can have revival in your home? You can have revival on your job. You can have revival anywhere you are. Just simply by building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. That's not a suggestion. It's a command. Building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You want to see your loved ones saved? Begin to intercede for them in the Holy Ghost. There's bondages, there's things that may have them bound that you don't know about, but the Spirit does. So I will pray with my understanding, and I will pray in the Spirit also. There's things that we have to bypass this natural man to get into the realm of the Spirit where the Lord wants us to walk. This morning, I challenge you to make this a practice in your life every day. And come back next Sunday morning and see if I get to preach or not. Amen. Because when you get so strengthened and the power of God is so freely moving in your life and it dispels doubt and fear, the Bible said perfect love casteth out fear. So when we're walking in the love of Christ, and all this again is based on love, that's the key to it all. It's loving the Lord more than, I love Him more than the breath I breathe. I love Him more than life itself. I love Him. For without Him, life wouldn't be worth living. But through Him, man, it's everything. It's everything. Would you stand to your feet this morning? Holy, holy, holy. Lord Jesus, I minister the word today as you have laid it in my heart to minister. Now confirm your word with signs, wonders, and miracles. Jesus, confirm your word. As they were singing that amazing grace, how wonderful, how precious, even as Diane was singing this morning, and then amazing grace, and then amazing love. Lord, Lord, the love of God has been really talked about and shared in this place this morning. He loves you this morning with an everlasting love. What better day to give your heart to the Lord than today, if you don't know Him as your personal Savior? Or if you're here and you're not where you ought to be, or you've kind of grown cold and indifferent, or the Holy Ghost has not, you've not yielded yourself to the Holy Ghost to pray in the Holy Ghost or to walk in the Spirit as you desire, what a better day than today to accept this message and it be a challenge to you to say, I'm not walking here anymore, but I'm going to walk into that's been made available for me. I'm not doing without, but I'm going to walk on into the supernatural. He called us not to walk as natural man, but He called us to walk as supernatural in this world, to be a light in this world of darkness. If you're here today and you'd like to give your heart to the Lord, today would be a tremendous day for you to say yes to Him.